Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Man, my man Dodger Mike's in the building. He's excited. The Dodgers, oh, I guess they did it again, Tyler. They won their division. And he's in here fired up.
We'll see. I'm going to tell you, Dodger fans are the worst.
We'll see what happens with their bullpen coming up in the postseason. But they clinch as that time of year is happening. The Mariners last night clinched the AL West. Breaking that streak of the Astros, and then maybe the Astros have a chance to clinch as they are up 11-3 in the ninth inning behind Framber Valdez's turn back the clock performance today. But it is that time of the year, Luke.
Yeah, that time of year when everyone realizes how out of shape Clayton Kershaw is.
Was that him putting on the shirt?
Did you see that guy?
I saw your face.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. That was terrible.
He took his shirt off on the field in front of everybody, and it's like, man, this is a Hall of Fame pitcher.
You are awful, Luke. God, Tyler, that way I wish you would have seen Luke's face. It was just mean. It was the best way that I could describe it.
My lunch almost came up.
I did. I'm not gonna lie. I thought that was the bull pick. I didn't know that was Clayton.
He's
you
not
just
fat.
Said.
Well, I mean, he's big.
Keep the undershirt on.
Hey, let me ask y'all this: 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. I mean, we can go off the rails. Do you all think, Tyler? You can go first. Do y'all think baseball celebrates too much? You think they do it too much?
I say no, just because of that 162 game season.
Yeah, they hit it at every turn, right? Mm-hmm. When you win whoever wins the three-game wild card set, it is champagne rolling around.
Yeah.
Then they do it after every round.
Right. I mean, they haven't won anything yet.
The worst is, like, for the teams, I think the Astros have gotten to this point now, but, like, when the Yankees do it. You know, if you're the Twins or somebody, yeah, celebrate a first round, okay, the Twins haven't had much playoff success. But when you're the Yankees having, like, a champagne shower because you won the wild card round.
Like they did the other – or just got in on the wild.
Yeah, or just got it. You clinched a playoff spot. They celebrate when they clinch a playoff spot. Then if they win the division, then if they win the first round, then the second – like, you know, act like you've been there before. So I'm all for celebrating small victories in life. I get it. You know, things are hard. Celebrate the wins, but – in baseball, yeah, I think it becomes too much.
They get hats and T-shirts at every one of those, don't they?
I think so. That's what I always love the fans who walk around with, like, the, you know, AL West shirt, especially for a year when you win the World Series. You know, that's the shirt you get.
Hey, what's that division the Rockets are in? Not the conference, the division. Are they in, like, the Southeast? Whatever it was.
I don't even know
they
anymore.
Won it. They should have went off last year. They should have celebrated winning that. Oh my God! Yeah, it gets a little aggressive to me. They're just out here banging out.
Yeah, celebrate a play. To Tyler's point, it's a long season. You want to celebrate winning the division? That's totally fine with me. But like you just said, it's every round of the. It's like you won the World Series every round of the playoffs. Like the job's not done. You got to go win a World Series. Don't celebrate because you won the first round.
That is a great point. Like the celebrations are on par to what the World Series celebration is.
Yeah.
Like It's not a difference. It is very aggressive. It is very aggressive. All right. Listen, as we get going here on a Thursday, remember tomorrow the drive will be out live at Pop Stroke in Katy. So go out and hang out on a football Friday. You'll be able to get the fourth glass, the Area 45 commemorative glass, and you can have the full four glass set going out tomorrow amongst other prizes, including tickets to a future Texans game courtesy of our good friends with Houston Ford Dealers. So going out tomorrow, again, Football Friday, which gets going 2 o'clock tomorrow, Pop Stroke in Katy. All right, listen, the Texans may get this thing turned around, and trust me, I hope they do. This is not fun covering this. This is not fun, you know, not seeing the hope in many fans leave with each week that passes. So I hope they do turn it around. But I'm telling you what, fellas, I really don't care what happens moving forward. Luke, I will never understand how they came to the conclusion that they came to in terms of fixing the offense. From the offensive line to firing Bobby Slowick and replacing him with who they replaced him with, the whole thought process of how they replaced him, to keeping the entire staff virtually with the exception of Bobby Slowick and Chris Strausser, promoting the the assistant offensive line coach to coach the offensive line, which was the clear part they needed help with, and everybody in and on that offensive line, and how they changed it and what they brought in and the resources that they brought. I will never, ever understand how what I believe to be that many smart people. I think D'Amico's a really good football mind. I think Nick Caserio is a good football mind, right? We've seen some of the moves they've made. And whoever else was involved, I will not ever get over how they all sat in a room and said, all right, this is the plan of attack. And they arrived to the place they arrived. I just, all the way to Nick Chubb, all of that, I am floored by how they came to this scenario.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know, my whole point all offseason was a lot of people were predicting the Texans to go 10-7 again this year. And so that'd be three straight years of no improvement in the win total. And for me, that's a loss. And those predictions were based off of the offseason. Like, I think the Texans are really wasting this.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opportunity or this window of having this young quarterback that you haven't had to pay yet. And I don't understand. It's not armchair quarterback. It's not hindsight. I was saying at the time, I'm sure you guys were as well. A lot of people on this station were. I did not understand the offseason and the moves of relying on a couple of rookies that weren't top draft picks to try to bolster your offense, or relying on, like you said, these guys that they brought in on the offensive line, where I like the moves the initial moves to start the turnover on the offensive line, shedding the guys.
I don't have a problem with moving on from Tunzel.
But then you have to have a good plan B, a good backup of, okay, we're going to move on to go get X, Y, and Z instead of what they ended up with. And then even the play calling. That was something I said at the time. You need a veteran play caller. You just went through this with Bobby Slowick, a first-time guy with the connection to D'Amico. Now you go a first-time guy with a connection to Nick Caserio. And I think that's been the biggest blunder of the offseason. I think it's been a disaster, and now suddenly people are wishing Bobby Slowick was back, which is something I never thought would have happened about 2 months ago. So I did not like it as it was unfolding in the offseason, and I certainly still don't get it now, the offseason plan and what they chose to do. I think the offensive side of the football, I think, is worse than it was last year, and it obviously wasn't good enough last year. So, what are we doing?
And Luke, that's the part about it where I can see fans becoming very concerned, because the natural thought is, man, D'Amico said, like, hey, we want to take this thing to the next level. We were at a certain place where Bobby Slowick took them, but we want to go to the next level. And then they sat down with that plan of attack with a quarterback still on his rookie deal, letting go of Laremy Tunzel, and then, that money potentially off the books, getting cheaper there, with resources where you could feel where they could have filled in the draft and free agency. And they sat down and said, we want to go to the next level. This year, this is how we get there. And you got to be sitting there as fans like, good God. Well, are we going to allow them to do it again? Like, are they like, this is what they thought was the next level? Because let's just be honest, man, if you say it out loud, you would look at that and say, well, that's not going to be a team competing for, the AFC Championship game. Like when you look at the route that they looked at and said, this is the fit. That isn't, as you said, like, they're worse clearly offensively. And there's not a great sign to make you think that they're going to do it, that they're going to improve it from what it was last year. That is, I will never understand that. I will never understand how those smart people, smart football people, sat in a room together and said, all right, we're going to let go of Tunzel. Bet, we got to change this thing. What are we doing? Let's bring in Cam Robinson, Lakin Tomlinson, Ed Ingram, and Andrews.
Yeah.
And not draft but one offensive lineman in the second round. That is baffling to me, and I will never understand it. I will never, ever understand it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.